Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, hello, personal besties. It's great to be back. I know that it's been a minute since I've had a solo episode, and I will be addressing, you know, where I've been, where the podcast has been. But for today's episode, we are talking all about some toxic messaging that's in athletics, maybe some like toxic mottos that have been so ingrained in us from athletics we don't even realize. And you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, especially with my new book coming out, Inner Drive, all about talking about mental health in athletes and how motivation and success is looped into that. So be sure to check out the new book. It's available now to pre-order. Link is right down below. And especially if you love this podcast episode too, I know you're going to love the book. So go check that out. And with that, let's get started. What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. Okay, so before we jump in, I did just want to quickly address where I've been with this podcast. For the first 2.5 years of Live Your Personal Best / Girls Gone Healthy, the original name, I had never missed a Monday. I didn't take a single week off. And then this summer, a lot of things have come up. There's been a lot of other priorities. I was rushing to try to finish my manuscript to send into my publisher, started grad school, doing that on top of work. And so I had the decision in my head. I knew that I needed to take stuff off my plate, and I wasn't sure if doing like a season break was the right way to do it. I was like, yes, I could take summer off, but if I were to announce that the podcast is going on a break, or, you know, we're taking a season off, it felt really permanent. It felt very like written in stone. It felt like, you know, I had to take like this big step back from the podcast, which I didn't want to do. Behind the scenes, I've still been working on it. I've still been recording with guests. I've still been reaching out about future episodes. So it felt really weird to say I was going on a pause. And I didn't want to give myself like that definition of like, this is the season I'm in, where I'm like taking a break from the podcast. So long story short, I've just been taking weeks off here and there. So I know that it hasn't been super consistent. And so first of all, sorry about that. Second of all, did I make the right choice by doing this sporadically instead of taking a break? I don't know, but it's kind of what felt right to me in the moment. So just know that these sporadic episodes are just for the summertime, and hopefully we will get right back to our weekly / twice a week episodes right when fall begins. So recently I've been thinking and working a lot on mental health, especially because that's the main focus of my new book coming out, Inner Drive, is all about mindset of an athlete, mental health of an athlete. And I really had to analyze, you know, putting myself back in my athletic shoes of like, how did I start going down this path? How did I start getting to a place where I felt just so disconnected with myself and so unhappy? And when I thought about it, it was always when I felt I had way too much on my plate. I would just stack on more and more onto an already chaotic schedule. I was like, well, how can I do even extra? How can I go from, yes, maybe a B would be passing the class, but I want an A. Yes, I already went to practice today, but what about that extra recovery? What about that extra one-on-one time with the coach? Like, it was always just doing extra and more and more. And this isn't just an athletics thing either. I find myself still getting into this cycle sometimes of, yeah, I'm doing work, but like, how can I level up in my career? How can I level up here? How can I be more social? How can I be more healthy? Like, always trying to add on more stuff. And so what it really boils down to is pushing myself too hard. And what's really interesting about this too is that a lot of times the things that we're upset about or unhappy with are the outcomes of something, right? Like, we might be upset if we had gained the weight, but that's just an outcome of some of our actions, right? This, on the other hand, is the direct action. Like, we are starting at point one, and point one is what was making me unhappy, is me pushing myself too hard. Because I noticed that when I was pushing myself too hard, I didn't really even care about what the outcome was. To me, it was almost, okay, I just need to check it off the to-do list. I told myself I would go to so-and-so. I would go to this extra event, right? And then in the moment, I might not even be enjoying my time there. I might not get anything out of it. It would be a total waste of time. But at least in my head, I could cross it off and be like, yes, I did that. That was another thing I did. Did I go to the gym today? Yes. Didn't matter if it wasn't that productive because I was too sore or I was too rushed or I didn't even go in with a game plan of what I was going to do. So I wasted half of my time there, right? It was just, okay, I did it, crossed it off, done. And not only is this just not a productive way to go about doing anything, but it also just makes me miserable. It puts me in this awful headspace. And so I was trying to think of, like, how did I even get myself here? Why did I make myself always push myself hard? And I really think that it originates back to this athletic mindset that is so ingrained in me. In athletics, we are constantly taught, push yourself to your limit, right? Like, no matter what sport you do, no matter what you're training for, the sole purpose of competition is to put your body to its absolute limit to see how well it will perform. But the issue is, that is only helpful on the field. That is only helpful in the moment of competition. Pushing yourself to these absolute limits are not helpful for how you live day to day. These are not helpful for daily routines. These are not helpful mottos for life. Think about how many times as an athlete you were told, just do one more rep. Just do one more. 100% is not good enough. Go for that 110. Give it all you've got. Go even further, right? Like, it's always about trying to, like, stretch your boundaries. It's always about moving that line a little bit further. It's always about pushing yourself and pushing yourself. So if that's the mentality that you've been taught and that's the mentality that you have been training with, well, yeah, it's going to be really tough to turn that off. It's going to be tough to be like, yes, in these situations, I will go all out and push my boundaries and do whatever it takes. Yet in these other circumstances, I won't. And I've always had an issue of trying to determine, like, what those lines are and what aren't. Because I would give it my all in rowing. I would give it all at the regattas, at the races. But then I would also do that, which is every other aspect of my life, too. So I think the first step in even trying to break out of this mindset is acknowledging what the mindset is and where it came from. Because the second that you realize, like, this is ingrained in you because this is what you're taught as an athlete, you can say, oh, this isn't just who I am supposed to be. This isn't just a part of my personality. I hear that all the time too, is, you know, athletes just have a different personality. No, I don't think so. I think that just we're taught a certain way and then we bring that into the rest of our lives, so it seems like we have a different personality when really we should just be leaving that and separating that from who we are as people. But anyways, that's a different story. So first of all is identifying where it came from. So it came from these sports, and then acknowledging that the advice that you take in one area of your life might not suit the rest of your life. It might not be applicable to every endeavor that you go on. It might not be applicable to every goal that you're working towards. I think that we kind of default to that athletic way of thinking because that's where we have the most coaches. You have your head coach and assistant coaches and strength coaches and personal trainers, and all of them are telling you these things of pushing yourself, give it all you got. Whereas most people don't have life coaches. They don't have career coaches. They don't have coaches in these other aspects of their life that will tell them any different. So if that's the only thing you've been told, then yeah, that's what you're going to do for the other areas. But now that if you recognize, okay, this messaging might only suit me best for competition, then you can see if you want to apply it to everywhere else. Because if not, you're going to be stuck in this cycle of just going at it all the time, 100% in all areas of your life. You're going to be pushing yourself too hard. Your mental health is going to notice a difference because of it. You might reach that point of burnout. You might feel like you need a break from just everything. So before you even get to that point, just acknowledging that you're pushing yourself too hard. And it's okay to not always be pushing your boundaries. So that's about all that I have for you today. But if you liked this concept, if you liked this idea, you liked this episode, then I know that you're going to love my new book called Inner Drive. It's the working title for now, but it's officially available to pre-order right now. Link is right down below. Inner Drive, it's a poetry collection all about how a person's motivation is influenced by their mental health and all about turning this self-competition that you have into self-compassion. I wrote it because as athletes, we're constantly comparing ourselves to our competition, to your teammates, to everyone around you, which can make you feel very unsatisfied, even if you're winning, even if you're successful. And so I wanted to write it for those feeling the same way, for those athletes in us who are always just in this cycle of never feeling good enough. So it officially will be released in January of next year, so January 2023. But right now it's available to pre-order, which I would be so grateful for, because as pre-sale, it shows my publisher that there's momentum, that there's people supporting this mission, that there's people that want to hear this message. And in addition to that, I'm working with a hybrid publisher. So if you're not familiar with that at all, a traditional publisher would buy out the book in order to retain all the rights. So I would still get royalties for each book sold, but I wouldn't get a choice of the cover, of the title, of distribution rights, of if it can turn into an audiobook, or if I could do talks at schools, or if I could share it with athletes that might need it for free. Like, I wouldn't have any of those options. And so I went with a hybrid publisher where they don't buy out my contract. I have to raise the funds myself. But because of that, I get to retain all of the rights, which is so important to me and something that I did for my last book, Elite to Everyday Athlete. So because of that, I'm able to do speaking tours at schools. I'm able to share my chapters as podcast episodes, which you've probably heard in the past. So that's where I'm asking for your help. With your pre-order, you'll be helping me raise the funds, and in addition to that, you will get a personalized signed copy, one of the first to read the book. You'll get an invite to the book launch event and join the author community. Your name will appear in the acknowledgement section of the book. You'll also get early access to the introduction and other excerpts of the book where you get to give me feedback, you get to leave a review. And you also get the chance to help me choose my cover and final title, if this is not the final title. So all of that, plus just an opportunity to come join me in the community, help support, get an inside look of what publishing a book looks like. So this is my personal invitation to you to come on board and help me out with this journey. So with that, the link will be right down below, and feel free to ask me any additional questions over on Instagram. I'm at liveyourpb. I look so forward to getting this book into your hands. So with that, I'll see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.